Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in studio today is a great and longtime friend of KRDO Networks and a Dave Ramsey trusted and endorsed carpet cleaning service, Mr. Alan Shipley, the president of Carpet Care Craftsman. Good morning, Mr. Shipley.
Good morning, Ted. Wonderful to be here.
It has been way too long since you and I have talked. You reminded me that it's been close to 3 years ago.
That is correct. I was one of the first shows that came on air when you first started this program.
That's right. And I'm glad to have you as part of the very beginning. Now help me remember it. I mean, you know, it's what happens in 3 years of radio. It's like a lifetime.
I'm sure you've interviewed hundreds, if not thousands.
Wonderful, wonderful people. And I am so glad that you were one of the first. Alan, you and I have known each other for quite some time. And I consider that an honor and a privilege. You're not just your average, everyday carpet guy. You have well over 40 years in this business. You started when you were 14 years old. And from there, you worked your way into ownership of Carpet Care Craftsman, and you have turned this into a gold standard brand for carpet cleaning in Colorado Springs and the region.
Well, that's correct. And one of the reasons is that my industry is a bunch of men teaching men how to clean for women. And believe it or not, there's a disconnect there. And what we try to do is really deliver clean the way that women expect clean.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, the way I can relate is on two levels. You have been to my home, and you guys stretched and cleaned my carpet. We're ready to have you back after 3 years, but I can tell you that carpet does not look all that bad. The difference is you got to move some furniture this time.
Well, and Ted, believe it or not, we have clients that we're getting their carpet cleaned 3-4 times a year before they met us. I see them once every 2 to 4 years on average.
And that is one of the key differences and the things that sets you so far above and apart from other services in the city. The other way I can kind of relate is because, you know, we're guys. We're not the most detail-oriented people on the planet, and generally speaking, not all of us loves the maintenance side of home ownership, and so very often we leave that to our wonderful, the women in our lives who do know this, who do know how to get it done right, and will be the detail-oriented folks in the world. So how, as a basically a male-dominated industry, do you cope with that? How do you think your way through making sure that your women clients are satisfied?
Well, we have a 13-step cleaning process, and we actually walk the women through every step of that process so they can physically see what we're getting ready to do for them. And then we have 4 package options that break it down to a 6, an 8, a 10, and a 13-step cleaning package. So they can kind of purchase what they want us to do, or they can have us do everything.
Your typical initial visit with a client is probably about an hour or so. In other words, you're not walking in there, show me all the rooms, and leaving them behind a little paper estimate and hope they call later. That's not your style.
No, and I don't do phone quotes. We want to come out. We want to take a look at the carpet. We want to, you know, some people have called me actually a carpet whisperer. I kind of get a kick out of that because I can touch your carpet and tell you what's happened to it. I can tell that there's soap residue in there just by touching it and feeling it. Carpet cleaning is no different than washing your hair. But I compare the process to spot treatment, stain on a shirt. If you don't know the process, you're not going to get it clean. And the problem with our industry is we're out there, I compare it to hopping in the shower, lathering up and taking a pitcher of soapy water and pouring over you to rinse off. That's how we as an industry are cleaning carpet. And the carpet, the water that we're putting on there is not heated to a temperature that really relaxes the material. So we heat the water so hot that it'll cause second and third degree burns. But the material becomes so pliable that we're getting all the way through it and we're getting it totally clean. So a carpet that will go 3 to 4 years brand new before it needs to be clean will now go 3 to 4 years after it's been cleaned because there is no soap residue there to attract dirt back to it.
Well, and that's just it. That stuff is sticky and it just has staying power like you wouldn't believe. So if you walk in there with damp shoes and you've been outside, you're going to leave something of a footprint or residue from the bottom of your shoes, and it will just build up and build up until you have nice black traffic patterns all over your house.
Well, if you go to any restaurant and you look at the black carpet on the floor, that is not from the grease out of the kitchen because that blackness goes all the way to the edge of the wall, and then where the wand head will not allow injection of the solution, that carpet is not contaminated and is still the original color. Mm-hmm. So how is somebody walking over by the baseboard causing that carpet to turn black? They're not. Everything that falls out of the air hits that carpet, and now you got a rag on the floor full of soap that's just attracting dirt to it.
Yeah.
So the buildup is not really from the use in the restaurant. It's from the carpet cleaner coming in and filling the carpet with soap. I've rinsed some carpets where we've used nothing but hot water and made it look like brand new because they had enough soap in the carpet to clean every property on the block. That's how much soap. Yeah. That's how much soap. I've chased soap out of a carpet for 2 years.
Wow.
Because we just had to go down, touch it with water, bring it back up. Carpet cleaning is gravity and evaporation. Whatever goes down touches the contaminant and raises it back to the surface as it dries. So each time you do that, you're just chasing soap. And eventually you get it all out, but it can take a while.
Now, Alan, you are able, let's look at it this way. What you've shared with me over the years is that you've got some extraordinarily deep and broad credentials in your background. The major carpet manufacturers look to you to assess warranty work and things like that. Is that right?
I am a certified carpet inspector. I quit doing claims for manufacturers because the manufacturers want you to advocate for them. As a carpet inspector, I feel I am a consumer advocate. Nobody is in the consumer's corner when it comes to taking care of their carpet. That carpet on the floor, in some cases, could be $10,000 to $30,000, depending on the size of the house. And yet, people are out there just throwing soapy water on it and calling themselves cleaners. And they're killing the carpet. The first guy that kills it is the guy that installs it and doesn't follow the standard for installation. The second guy that kills it is the guy that comes in and doesn't follow the standard for cleaning.
So you deal with this a lot. You see substandard work, and you're able to go in, especially if something's not stretched properly and hasn't been cleaned properly. You can, when you leave that home, that carpet will be stretched and tensioned properly and will be cleaned properly.
Carpet should be stretched tight like a trampoline. If you cannot go to the middle of your floor and pick that carpet up and it snaps down immediately, then you've got too much excess material in there. And what's happening is yarns are not opening up like a V. They're closed. So everything that drops down in there gets trapped there. And the vacuum begins to comb the tips of the yarns, which causes loss of twist. So again, you're killing the carpet by not stretching it properly because now the maintenance can't be performed properly. And then if you don't follow your warranty requirements and hire a certified firm who has certified cleaners, who has approved cleaning agents and cleaning equipment, if you've got a brand new carpet with a warranty, as soon as they touch that carpet with a wand, they voided that warranty if they don't meet those requirements. I say the warranty holder used to have a little bathroom window to crawl out. They created a garage door for themselves, and the industry is helping them by failing to maintain the certifications and follow the protocol that is written in those warranties. I am what they call the carpet cleaners, carpet cleaners. There are cleaners out there who claim that they can do anything. If we can't do it, nobody can. Guess what? My schedule is full of referrals from those companies because they cannot color carpet and they cannot repair carpet the same way that we do.
You would call Alan at 719-391-0623. That's 719-391-0623. Alan, a couple of other things that are very special about you. You are what's called Purple Heart Certified Business, which means that you will offer services to veterans and children of veterans. Is that right? Veterans and their children. And
it's actually Purple Heart recipients.
Okay, Purple Heart recipients.
So if you are a Purple Heart recipient, we do offer a 10% discount for carpet cleaning. If you are a Gold Star family member, a wife or husband of a member that was killed in action, you will never pay my company a penny to clean your carpet.
So Purple Heart recipients receive 10%, and Gold Star recipients or Gold Star families never have to pay for cleaning. Again, 719-391-0623 to consultation, as always, at no charge. And expect to spend a little time when Alan shows up at your house. He's going to want to get this job done properly, and he will. Alan, a special offer for people before we get out of here today?
Sure. If you have a carpet cleaning done with us, we will offer one room a free fabric protector. I don't care what the size of the one room is. We'll do whatever. It can be up to about $75, even up to $100 value, depending on the size of the room.
Wonderful. And that's we're really talking about something that works like Scotch Guard.
That is.
And it seals and protects your carpet and keeps it that much cleaner, much longer.
It makes it easier to clean.
You're the one guy I want to see, and then not too often afterwards.
That is correct.
Alan, it's so good to have you here. Thank you for warming up the studio today and making it a great conversation. We appreciate you very much. Again, carpet care craftsman, Alan Shipley, 719-391-0623. 5 years with KRDO, 5 years Dave Ramsey trusted, and endorsed. 719-391-0623. And that is it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We are Sunday mornings at 7, and you can also get us by podcast now, krdo.com. Click the radio tab and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at krdo.com.